Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about running at work, a bean bonanza, and friendly ghosts. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and with me is Nick Bristow.
Hi, Jennifer.
Michael DeMauro.
Hello, Jennifer.
And Tim Lanning.
Hello, Jennifer.
you fucking coward.
Yes, I found
it. Ruined the bit.
The pumpkin spice is coursing through my veins.
Oh, you.
Again? Guys. 2 weeks later, you're still pumpkin
you know,
spicing?
Yeah, I
They're
am.
Still doing I'm that? Still,
it's the same one.
That classic character that believes that podcasts are recorded
right,
live
the day before that, yeah. they come out.
We live inside your phones.
Let's talk about how early it is for pumpkin spice to be out, even
oh my
though
God.
This is going to be released in like 4 weeks.
Oh my God.
I think it's good.
I have. I'm not even done listening to July music.
Well, Tim, you're a month behind.
I'm still listening to the Star Spangled Banner.
Listen, I'm just listening.
I'm still listening to Born in the USA.
I'm still listening to the this pipes, just
right.
drummer pipes.
I still love
that
Memorial
a Fourth of
July?
Oh, I see, like Revolution.
But I haven't finished it.
Yeah,
fuck. I'm listening to my Battle Marches album. It's just a single drummer.
Yeah,
and a 5-point. Top five songs of
five
the 1700s.
Top of screams. Anyways,
top five songs you need to hear
like
before
it.
You die.
Damn. Yeah.
Damn.
I appreciate the energy we're bringing to this episode, and I think it's really going to.
It's 1:15 p.m. on a Sunday.
It's gonna meld with the questions and make a delicious stew.
Are you get? You're giving me the other ghost question.
Well, we'll find out. Question one. Is for Nick. Nick, can you read it for us?
Sure, I can do that.
Sometimes when I read a little bit ahead, and that's me laughing, which is what I'm doing right now.
Okay. Where is this from, Jennifer?
This is from Ask a Manager.
All right. Coworker runs through the hallway.
That's funny. That's all I need. I don't need any more.
I work in a gorgeous office building surrounded by beautiful landscaping and loads of wildlife. It is a very small and quiet place. I truly love the setting. Unfortunately, we have an employee on the second floor who runs up and down the hallways instead of walking. The noise and vibration are beyond annoying. I've had multiple employees complain to me about it and have almost resorted to mean Facebook posts.
Oh, boy.
Oh no. Mean Facebook posts.
Save it.
Because it's so disturbing. When anyone risks commenting to the employee, her response is that she works such long hours that is the only time she can get her exercise
Wait,
squeezed into
no.
the
Yep.
Load of star, pound sign, less than percent.
That's
I think
cuss.
That's a curse, a cuss. I think she does it to make herself appear to
Holy
be so busy.
Shit.
She can't behave in a normal, respectful manner. I'd appreciate your thoughts on how to put an end to this running/jogging
oh my
at
God.
Work.
So when
oh
I saw
God.
This question on it, so my routine at work every day is I get in, pull my email up, take a minute with my beverage of choice, my tea or my coffee, and check Ask a Manager.
Then
when
take
I saw,
a quick lap around the cube.
I take a quick lap around. No, when I saw this question, my eyes went black with rage.
This is the best.
If I had this coworker, they would be dead already.
I've had this coworker.
Are you okay? Please,
yeah.
Tell me more
oh, yeah.
about that.
I mean, I think all of us have had this coworker. I have never had someone that's ran. I will say that.
But like someone who's done something equally insane at work.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I agree. I have
because
I have that.
Let's put it this way: everyone worked with a martyr.
Yes.
And you, I had no idea. I knew this was a martyr situation. I had no idea. I thought it was like, oh, I'm so busy. I have to run to the bathroom. I don't have time to walk. But no, she's sprinting for her exercise.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
And I think that the person who wrote it is clarifying, like, it is a really nice area outside. She could go on a walk
okay,
outside.
Okay, so when she first mentioned that in the opening paragraph, I thought the runner was disturbing the plants from inside.
Is she doing like a good 30 minutes, or is it like I have to go to the bathroom, I'm gonna run there, and that's gonna count as my
exercise? I think it's micro exercise, right? It's like I gotta walk over there, so I'm gonna, you know, put on my ankle weights.
I'm gonna boot it.
Yeah, just second, just
put
book
my
it.
Moon boots on and jump.
Like, what would you do if like multiple times a day? I mean, I like get angry. Like, in our, again, this is not a problem in our current apartment because we don't have anyone above us. But like, if you like hear someone like like on the like ceiling above you,
we had that. Yeah,
it's terrible. It's so annoying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
like right now at this very second, somebody's fucking hammering in a neighboring apartment.
We're podcasting.
So disrespectful.
So, last episode, we talked about our bad neighbor.
Go hammer outside.
Bad neighbor Dorothy replaced mystery neighbor who, you know, my assumption is just never told us we were loud.
Yes.
And was also loud. Not like bad loud, but
just
like.
Just did like burpees. Like,
I think. Yeah.
And move furniture around.
I think they vacuum 3 times a day and they move the furniture around every single day. And it was like, what the fuck is happening? I thought they were, what's that? Like, it's like a wheel with a stick in it that you use.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like an ab roller kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then they take a heavy metal ball and throw it on the ground. So, yeah, I'm sure all of us and most people listening at home or inside their Isuzu have this coworker who every single fucking thing they do, they tie it into how busy they are.
Yes.
So, like,
that is annoying just on its own.
I've had this coworker in such a horrific way that, like, the entire office slowly but surely began to hate her.
I mean, you, like, kind of quit because of
her. I quit because of her.
I quit. It was so bad.
It was so bad.
So combining that with the fact that this person is running, sprinting through the office constantly.
God, that's so funny.
Unimaginable.
I get the... That's really annoying. I don't know. Fucking ankle weights are good. Then you can just walk at a normal
pace.
Get
a desk bike, dumbass.
Or get a standing desk or something.
Or, like every single fucking office I've ever been to has a gym. Like,
well,
has a
not every
gym.
Office has a gym. So
every office.
But the writer clarifies they have a really nice space outside that they could, like, walk or run.
But they don't have time. They're so fucking busy doing their job.
So busy.
How can we stop this person from doing that? My brain just keeps going to Caltrops, which I think too far.
I was going to say...
I was thinking Triptum, but Caltrops is
I was thinking fish wire or like across the middle of the cubicles. It's like, in support of... I don't know, the Amazon burning. We decided to put razor wire in the middle of the office.
Oh, so like you accidentally like chop their head off?
Yeah.
Problem solved, though.
Well, because at first I was like, okay, if they trip or something, and then they like sprain their ankle or break their ankle, and then they're going to be fucking clomping around in a boot.
Dude. For like 6 months. Yeah. If you hurt them, and this is not what I'm saying to do, but in a situation like this, don't hurt them. But if you try, you cannot mildly wound them because can you imagine how annoying they would be? Like, yeah, got this.
If you're going to do it, you have to go all the way.
Yeah.
You have to kill them. I think.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying in a situation like this, they will be so annoying if they're mildly hurt that
yes,
you don't want to just mildly hurt them is what I'm saying.
I think what you do is you wait by their desk and you wait for them to, you know, power walk off to the bathroom and then fucking sprint, beat them to it.
Yes.
Ooh, I like that.
And then make it a race.
I feel like they might like that, though. I feel like they might be like, yeah, let's get this energy up and everyone sprints.
No, because then you get in her favorite stall.
Mm. Ooh, that's real. That having a favorite stall at work is very real.
What if you just lean into the whole thing and then just create a Double Dare 3000-esque maze for her to get to? It's like, hey, you know, I know you're so busy to get your exercise in, so we've kind of made this whole thing. You gotta lift up 6 tires.
You gotta put together the Shrine of the Silver Monkey.
The Shrine of the Silver Monkey to get to your bathroom times.
If you want to get to your TPS reports.
Yeah, to get the toilet paper, you have to do early French history and things of that nature.
It's a trivia challenge.
It sounds like you want to trap them.
Well, I want to punish them, and, you know, that's a given.
Don't get trapped by the Guardians of the Hidden Temple.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's put them in the Guardians of the Hidden Temple constantly.
What if you
those guys scared the shit out of me? Like, what? They come out of nowhere and then grab kids.
I bet when they filmed that show, like, do not punch our racist representations of temple guards. Please don't punch them. Children. I bet they had to wear, like, beefy cups so that they didn't get children elbowed.
Got ding-donged. What if you said to this person, like, hey...
Why does the guard smell like cigarettes?
Hey, man, sorry, brother. I'm an Aztec.
I just imagine it's just, like, a fucking PA or, you know, cameraman, like, hey, we need you to be a guard. I think it's what
the American Gladiators did on their days off.
Oh, that makes sense. I guess you
smoke cigarettes.
So my thought is, what if you're like, okay, Susie, because I just assume her name is Susie. She seems like a Susie. No offense to Susie.
No, she's a Karen.
Sorry. Rescinded. Absolutely a Karen. When you're like, hey, Karen, all the conference rooms are full. We got to meet in closet 2B. And she runs to the closet, and you're standing to the side. Slam the door shut.
Trap her in.
Lock her in the closet.
You get the Harry Potter treatment. This is where you work now.
Yeah, this is your new office. And inside of there is like a little like standing bike and a new like computer setup, and that's her space.
Do they make hamster wheels for people?
Should. Yeah, that's literally what a treadmill is.
But like a wheel, like a whole...
No, a wheel. I know they make hamster balls wheel. For people.
Hamster.
What about moon shoes?
Moon chair?
Moon shoes.
Moon shoes. Those? Yeah, okay. She should get moon shoes.
Guys, because I'm looking at a hamster wheel for people on Google right now.
You get a bunch of moon shoes. You put her in moon shoes without her knowing. She starts running off. Like all the shaking of the floor is going to be absorbed by the fun bounce.
That's very true.
It'll be soft. Yeah.
What if you made monkey bars?
Ooh.
And that way it's not as loud. It is weird. And she will fall several times and then wool out.
I think that's a plus. Well, I was going to say that's a plus, but as we discussed, it would not be because she'd be very annoying if she got mildly injured.
A trail of like Luna bars or some other thing that goes outside.
Oh my god!
And then
yes,
and then she experiences how nice it is outside.
Yeah,
and then she wants to go out there.
Plus
and
positive reinforcement.
And there's a desk for her outside waiting.
She's forgotten her key card, and now she can't get back.
Now she can't get back in. Now you have to run around to it.
And now she's fired.
Now you got to solve a puzzle. I do love this because there. Sometimes in jobs you get to situations where you're not too sure who to tattle on. Right now, there's a lady at my work who is disgusting with leftover food in the conference room, and everybody knows about it. It's so funny. It's basically like, get down there before blank gets there, because she'll paw through the leftover sandwiches and just take the meat out and leave the bread.
We have one of those in my office too!
Cool.
Nice.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
She's upgraded to throw
low
the bread
carb
away,
life, my friend.
But like, you get a sandwich and you open it up and there's nothing in there.
Yeah, so she'll get into the leftover conference room immediately, but with like two Tupperwares, and just like starts taking everything, and then she's like, "Oh, I gotta take it to my son." We're like, "You're a liar," but we've
it's
always
also like not okay.
Like, yeah, we're like, who do we tattle to? This is ridiculous. And I'm sure in a situation just like this, you're like, who do we tattle to? Because you know bosses, right? They want you to be running. They fucking want you.
Bosses be wanting that, and also bosses be wanting to not deal with any conflict whatsoever.
Yeah, so bosses don't want to do nothing.
Bosses don't want to do nothing, and the boss will blame you.
That's
for
why
complaining.
I'm a boss.
If you complained to the boss, you'd have to be doing more of Karen's work, so that she didn't have to run.
Have I told you guys about our situation with our downstairs neighbor?
Mm-mm.
So do you remember that earthquake that we all went through in Virginia, a couple years ago?
Sure.
Okay. So there's an earthquake, like the first one in years and years. And this is my theory. My theory is that it broke the floor.
okay.
So, there's like one spot in the entryway of our bedroom, and it just creaks like crazy.
Oh.
And I guess the downstairs neighbor, it's like even louder down there.
Oh, damn.
So she complained to our landlord that every time I go to bed at 12:30 after watching YouTube for 2 hours, that it wakes her up. And we pulled up the carpet and stuff, and like we have Gypcrete It's like a cement kind of thing. And it's like completely cracked, like all throughout the bedroom. And
what
I think
if it just collapsed? Like, from good thing the, you figured that out.
Yeah, I think it's from the earthquake, and it's going to be $25,000 to fix.
Yeah, how do you fix that?
More carpet? Well, you have to move out of your apartment.
They have to take the, they have to drill out this hard stuff and then relay it. That's it's like hilarious. Pouring concrete.
In a bad way. That's a bad hilarious. Nick, that sucks. Piss.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is you have to booby trap the office and make her fall through a hole.
There you go. Yeah.
I think that's but
like, I get it. Like, I've definitely been on like lower floors where somebody's running and it's like,
oh
my really
God.
Annoying.
Yeah. You're going to get fucking dust from those gross ass ceiling tiles. I hate this person my whole body.
I would chop their head off if I saw
them. I have to move on before I throw up.
Yeah, that's fair.
You have to frame them for embezzling.
That's yeah, the they gotta go.
Oh, I hate this person so much.
Michael, would you like to read our second question?
I would like my dog to stop barking.
Just stop barking.
Hear that?
The dog knows. Yeah. The dog knows what we're about to get into.
Oh my God!
You guys were so excited about this question.
I was.
Question two. Bought 23 pounds of heirloom beans on impulse? Help me.
Please read the name of the person who posted this.
Posted by the Blubber Nugget?
Yep.
Is that right?
Are we allowed to say? What does that mean? Is that a bad? Did we just do racism?
You just did a slur.
Is that a slur?
What? Why is that a slur? Okay, I got stressed for a second. I was like, I don't think so. I think it's just funny.
Help.
It's a Blubber Nugget.
I bought 23 pounds of beans from Rancho Gordo on a whim, and now I have no idea what to do with them. I rarely cook beans besides lentils and chickpeas, but I got so excited by the variety. Any exciting recipes for beans or a versatile bean recipe that I won't get sick of eating? I can't believe I did this.
I can't believe I've done this.
I'm just going to Google 23 pounds of beans because I want to know how much.
Hand covered in
beans.
please read the edit.
Edit. I am a single person living alone, so I need to eat all these myself.
Oh my God. Hand covered in baked bean goo. I'm so fucked up.
Can I say number one that reading this did make me want to go to Rancho Gordo's website and buy beans, though?
Yeah,
because apparently Rancho Gordo is, like, the best dried beans.
Oh, okay.
They're, like...
They're dried beans.
They're dried beans.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So it's not just,
that's
like...
actually worse. Cause
yeah. Because once you hydrate them...
It's going to make so many beans!
What? Why would you buy 23 pounds and not...
Were they having a 23 pound
24
sale?
Pounds or 22? What is...
Or like 20 or 25?
An odd number of pound bean is very strange.
Well, so it looks like
email
it looks like they're sold
the
in 1 pound.
4,000 years.
Oh, we forgot to mention this was sent to us by our friend Jesse.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesse. This is the shit. This is from a different subreddit than I normally hang out on.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
This went from the like eat cheap and healthy or something.
Yeah, if this one goes viral, I'm about to get this one for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah. sorry, Nick.
Yeah,
what are you saying?
Yeah, Rancho Gordo beans are sold in 1 pound bags, so it looks like she bought 23 bags.
Don't do
okay,
that.
Okay, now I wanna know like how much does she just pay for this? Because I don't think they're super cheap beans.
It looks like $8 a bag is the normal.
She
price.
Looked in her bank account and was like, "How many can I do?" It was like playing like an RPG video game where it's like, "I need to buy all the health potions that I can with the money
so
I have," except it's beans.
She spent like $160 solid on beans.
Serving of beans.
Did she buy one of each bean in stock?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I don't know. Is an heirloom bean like just like a variety of beans, or is heirloom bean?
I think heirloom bean. Well, guess what? The Rancho Gordo website is telling us heirloom beans are open pollinated seeds that can be planted, and you'll get the exact same bean.
What?
They tend to have a lower yield and can be much more difficult to grow, but the payoff is in the unique flavors and textures that you don't find with bland commodity beans.
First of all, fuck those corporate ass beans. All right, let's get that out of the way.
We are an heirloom bean podcast. Rancho Gordo, sponsor
us. Fuck yourself.
For real though, if Rancho Gordo wanted to sponsor us, I would fucking love that because I love beans. And we have an Instant Pot now, and I could cook so many beans.
So I think the real answer, get an Instant Pot, cook all the beans, and make
So what I'm trying to figure, okay, so apparently half a cup is a serving of beans.
Yeah. Like No, it's going to be a lot of beans. 23 okay. pounds of beans is so many beans.
One of Jennifer's nicknames in our home is the bean bitch. Like, I know that I have the meme from the Grady's Adventures podcast about beans, but I could take, I like beans, but I'm not the meme that one would assume.
Right.
Jennifer is.
I genuinely love to eat beans.
Yeah. She'll go, I'm eating beans again in her.
I got beans.
Yeah, she.
When Tim, why aren't you coming to bed? Tim. Why are you sleeping on the couch? I got all the. We had all those beans.
Our bedroom beans already.
I got my bed beans. She made a lovely bean dish yesterday that she actually didn't like. It is. It's the first time I ever said this is different, but in a good way.
Instead of with Gigante beans, they're really big.
They're big beans.
I think okay. So this person has so many beans.
Arguably a criminal amount of beans.
A dangerous amount of beans. So I think that they're gonna have to start getting creative.
Yes.
About how they're using them.
Yes.
So like you know like. Sometimes, like, you go to houses for Halloween and they have, like, candy or whatever.
Okay.
She's going to have to give out, like, mini mason jars of baked beans.
Okay.
For Halloween.
Well, then the kids are just going to fucking throw the mason jars at your house because they think they're eggs.
Okay.
They don't know what a mason jar is.
Okay. Well, what if maybe they're a giveaway at your baby shower or a wedding?
Yeah. No, I mean, beans are beautiful. And they
some
make
of these,
a,
okay, legitimately, there's these purple beans on the Rancho Gordo website. I'm like, those are really pretty.
Did they go on to clarify what beans, or did they buy, like, 23 pounds of one bean?
I am actually not sure on
well,
that.
Well, are heirloom bean? Okay,
no, we already
I might not
that.
Understand bean technology. like, are they all different?
I think they're, yeah, I think that they bought a variety of beans.
A variety
right, because she just mentioned the variety.
I feel like they bought one of each bean on the website.
They might have done. I mean, that is very right. possible. I also
so,
love the
so,
the vision
so
of-
I looked it up. I did the math. It's about 200 servings of beans.
How many times?
You could almost eat, like, that's almost enough beans for the whole year.
God damn, what a life.
What? Okay, so they're single and living alone.
Yes.
Yes.
And this was posted on, like, cheesy.
Is that an easier problem to fix than the bean problem?
Oh, so you're saying
you gotta get a significant other or a roommate to
share
your beans.
A paramour with your beans.
How
right.
long
be
do,
like,
okay.
Look at all these beans I can provide you.
Hey, wanna come over for dinner? I got beans.
So, dried beans will last up to about 2 years.
Yeah.
She has 2 years to eat 200 servings of beans. She needs to eat 100 servings of beans a year.
Fuck.
So that's like less than one bean serving a day.
Well, yeah, it's like two a week.
So perhaps it is reasonable then. Also, now I'm looking at the responses to it on the... So the Reddit is eat cheap and healthy.
Okay.
And someone says... Please post a pic of all the beans you got. I'm interested.
This is just for me, though.
Is that like a bean guy? Like, instead of a feet guy?
Yeah,
they're like,
hey,
please post the beans. Beans. See the beans?
I do love the idea that one of the bigger problems is storage. I know, like, 23 pounds is probably not as big as I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But
that's what 23 and me is.
I mean, because I think, okay, those bags of beans you get at the store, I think, are either a pound or 2 pounds.
Oh.
So it's not, like, crazy. It's not, like, it's actually not an insane
amount. We've had several bags of those for, like, 7 years.
Yeah, those are my pie weight beans now. They're not, I do not think they're edible anymore.
Oh, my God. This is, what a gift, though. What a bounty. All right, so what do you do when you have 23 pounds of heirloom beans on impulse? Well, you get creative. Do you enter into the only eating bean lifestyle, or does everything you eat now have some sort of bean in it?
Do you make
peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, get rid of the peanut butter, instead you have ground bean?
No!
What?
I think what you do is you travel. They're heirloom beans,
bean
so we've established that you can grow more
peanut
beans
butter.
From them. So you travel across the country.
Peanut butter.
Johnny Applebean.
Johnny Applebean!
Peanut butter and jelly. I'm Johnny Applebean, and this is my peanut butter and jelly. We don't title these podcasts, do we? Because
we might need to start doing.
Just do this one.
Johnny Applebean,
and the whole thing of the heirloom, not tomatoes. That's
can
different,
you make,
right?
Can you make alcohol from beans? Because that's what Johnny Appleseed did.
I don't see why you couldn't, because, like, potatoes, you make
potatoes
vodka, and it's a starch. Oh, no, I gotta Google this now.
Okay.
Hey, Siri, what kind of alcohol is made from beans?
How about some bean cakes? You got a bean turnover. a bean casserole.
Did I miss it? Did you say peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly.
What kind of alcohol is made from beans?
This is the part of the podcast where we just Google things because we like have to know.
Okay, so it sounds like you could. You could do it. Like a beer-esque.
Alcohol is just poison. So if you think about it.
Right. What if we leave this food in liquid until it go bad?
Yeah.
And then I drink it.
Yeah, that's all alcohol is. It's just poison that went in a jar in Egypt.
Now I've gone somewhere different.
Should you add this?
I don't actually know what this website is. ADI Forum? I don't know what that is. But the person posts on April 5th, would it be possible to malt some beans, boil from it, distill something palatable from the beans, blah, blah, blah. And then on April 6th, wow, nearly 100 reviews and not a single thought of or words of encouragement. Sorry for wasting everyone's time.
Oh my God. Do we have to go to the ADI forums and find passive aggressive bean stories? Holy shit. God.
Oh man.
We are doomed as a species.
What is this fucking website?
I think it's like a home brewer distiller. So were people like this back in the day, like 1,000, 2,000 years ago, like when you posted your notice, like, hey everybody, I got 9 turnips, I had a great turnip crop yield this year, can someone help me with it? And then a week later, wow,
I can't believe
57 people walked through the county square on Yeoman's Day and no one responded. Thanks, gonna hex you.
I posted my beans and you didn't respond. Please reply.
Oh my God.
Look, the blubber nugget is not a unique individual, right? This is a problem a lot of us have. I don't like saying the blubber nugget. And
I do. I think it's good.
It's
what are beans if not little blubber nuggets?
That's so true.
Blubber nugget, the real answer is you gotta invite me to your house and I'll eat your beans.
It's a bean party.
Bean party.
Yeah.
Okay. I just Googled what to do with beans.
there's something like with beans.
Red bean curry, peas and greens, stuffed avocado boats, but my favorite, beans Benedict.
No!
Benedict, shut the fuck up.
Listen, I've eaten some fucked up bean foods, and that is too far for me.
Hey, pretend like we're still talking about alcohol. Jim Bean.
I see you have a. Do you have beans Benedict here?
Can I get beans on a shingle?
No.
Can I get? I would like a nice. Can I get eggs Benedict? English muffin, hollandaise, yeah, all that. Can you put a bunch of beans on top?
But I want you to place one of those ingredients with beans.
I mean, the Brits eat beans for breakfast.
That's so true. And an egg.
I bet a bean Benedict does exist. And I hate thinking about that.
I really wanted like a traditional English breakfast, and we went to like the shittiest fucking tourist place in England.
Sometimes you got to.
And we got fucking beans for breakfast, and you know what? They're pretty good.
Beans are good.
They're like a different bean than American bean. They're like a little more tomatoey. They're pretty tasty.
Uh-huh.
Are you guys baked bean fans?
I like pretty much any bean.
Nick, let me stop you. Yes.
Love a bean.
I love a good, like, fucking sweet, it's a little spicy fucking baked bean with some bacon in it.
He loves a sweetie bean.
Rasher bacon.
I want my bean to come out of the oven with that nice film on top.
Oh, you gotta have the film.
Mmm.
I definitely didn't like them as a child, but I accept a baked bean
you
now.
You didn't like them as a child?
They're like candy.
No, I didn't. I'm on tasty.co right now, and I do have a recipe for a flourless black bean.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, I think I've had them before. I think they were pretty good.
No.
You don't really taste the bean in it.
The bean.
All of these recipes... All of these recipes need to spot.
If you can't taste the beans,
you need
right
to know your
yeah, eating. You don't buy $400 worth of beans to hide the bean. Don't hide the bean, kids.
Don't hide your bean under a bushel.
No.
I'm currently looking at the foodnetwork.com at their Beans Benedict recipe.
No.
And they put a fried egg on some toast and then like just fucking threw 4 beans on top. Like,
no.
That's it. It is,
this is amateur
the most
hour.
Pathetic.
That's offensive.
This is offensive to bean
that's
fans
offensive
everywhere.
To me.
I'm just going to go ahead and throw that in the link for you. It's number 7 on the slideshow. Well,
personally, I feel like I could definitely use 23 pounds of beans.
No, you couldn't, because you we have pounds of beans you haven't used.
Listen, I ain't calling this podcast.
Jennifer, we're not buying more beans until
let me buy beans from Rancho Gordo, please.
We have to move on before we just Google more beans.
I am laughing because I was worried this one would not spark a lot of conversation, and boy, was I wrong.
I like that this episode was called Johnny Applebean.
Me too. Tim, can you please read the third question for us?
Me? I'd love to. Okay. Question 3. Tim, is it possible to be friend of ghost?
This is from Our Paranormal.
Our Paranormal.
In case you were wondering.
Don't worry. I don't plan on doing any crazy shit to summon them, like Ouija boards and stuff. Mostly the connection I feel to this particular spirit is through my heart and mind.
Right.
This person was a famous person that died many years before my birth, but I feel an extremely strong connection to them that I can't explain. It's so powerful, so intense, that I sometimes go through periods in my life where they're all I think about. Their friendship is a thing I desire above everything else. There have been a couple instances where I, honest to God, have felt his presence in my room with me. And even in both of these times, I could have sworn I saw the quickest flash of his face in the dark. Even though I never knew this person on Earth, I sort of feel like my love for him is akin to tuning into a radio signal, like the connection and desire I have to know him sort of alerted his spirit to my presence, making him aware of my existence, and maybe that's how he found out about me. But I'd really like to think this isn't all in my head. I have a clean bill of health, do not engage in drugs or alcohol, etc. I guess I'm just wondering whether or not it's possible for friendships to form between those in the spirit world and those here on Earth, especially when they didn't actually know each other in life. Has anyone had any experience with this? Admittedly, I'm really lonely in life right now and would love the idea of this man being my friend.
I think this one broke, Tim. You just kept getting louder and more intense as you were reading it.
That got so solid at the end.
It really took a turn. It really took a turn there.
Is it possible to friend ghosts? Let's chop this down. Obviously not. They're tricksters.
Obviously, yes.
No, here's the thing. They have different hobbies. Like, it's just never going to work. You know.
I've seen the show Big Mouth, though, and I feel like you could at least have a friendly relationship with the ghost.
This is the thing. Such as Duke there could Ellington, be a friendly perhaps. Ghost, but you can't be friends with the ghost because they're, you know, going to their ghost socials and stuff, and, like, you're not attending that.
Because if you think you're their friend, you're going to get pissed off when you don't go to their ghost social.
You're stuck between two worlds.
Yeah, and ghosts aren't real, and who's the guy that played Ernest?
Oh, fuck, I don't remember his name. I'll find it. Ernest. Scared. Stupid.
Scared. Stupid. I would like to clarify which Ernest I'm Googling about.
So, this person obviously wants to fuck Jim Varney, and that's a problem. Y'all ever been so lonely that you want to friggin'...
You manifest a ghost.
You ever manifest, like... I don't know. Who's dead? besides Jim Varney, who's dead?
That was my question. Like, who do you think this person is talking about?
Oh, I would kill to know this.
Because it's someone in history that's dead, obviously.
They said celebrity, right?
They said a celebrity that's dead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all ever think about Jim Varney so much that you start crying?
Did he? He died young, right?
Ish.
Let's find out. Thank you, Google.
He died 51 years old.
That is
damn,
young.
So, damn. Well, yeah, this guy's definitely trying to make friends with the ghost of Jim Varney from such films as Ernest Scared Stupid.
And Toy Story, please.
He was in Toy Story?
He's the Slinky
he
Dog.
Was. He's Slinky Dog.
I didn't know that.
They replaced him. I don't know if he's in Toy Story 2. When did he die?
2000.
That was a long time ago.
Fuck!
Damn, that was nearly 20 years ago.
He didn't get to see Y2K.
He was
Y2K.
He died at White House.
February 2000.
He didn't get to see 9/11. He would have loved 9/11.
Oh, fucking hell.
Ernest does 9/11.
Well, that's dark.
Michael's cat was almost in 9/11, so I can say that.
I didn't think that this question could go darker, but here we've gone.
Guys.
It is dark.
Can you befriend a ghost? Is it like a TV where you put so much ghost energy out there that the ghosts know wherever the ghosts are? Is there, if you're not haunt, okay, this is very confusing to me. I'm very confused by this. Because they're not where the ghosts died. I always thought, like, the ghost energy was tied to, you know, the Winchester House
or an
Arby's or whatever.
Or the hotel.
The hotel or the cemetery.
Yeah.
But is there just like a ghost space station, like a purgatory for ghosts, where if they're not specifically haunting, you can like...
They just hang out there?
Yeah, they just
like
chill.
WhatsApp them or whatever?
It's like a break room. Hell in the Magicians.
Huh?
Like the underworld and the Magicians are just like, okay, hang out here and bowl for a while.
Huh?
Tim, you've got to remember this. We watched the show together.
They bowled?
Yes, they're bowling.
I don't remember.
Oh my goodness.
Which show are we talking about?
The Magicians.
They bowled?
Oh,
they
the Magicians. Bowled. Did you guys ever see, is it Dead to Me?
No. What about The Good Place? That's a good
or
one.
Or it's like that. I think you could befriend a ghost. I think you could, in my opinion.
So, okay, this is not what the funny thing is, the question asker is not asking if you can befriend a ghost. What they're saying is it possible to throw your chakras out so hard that Jim Varney is now your friend? Like, obviously you can befriend a ghost.
He wants the secret, Jim Varney.
But are you able to pick which ghosts? God, this person's... I want to see their shrine to whichever celebrity it is.
Oh my God, I wish they said who it
was. Yeah, because again, it's obviously Jim Varney. But if it wasn't Jim Varney,
right.
What are other very good
right.
options of who it could... Because it cannot be anyone like mega famous. It needs to be like a B or C tier.
Right. Yeah, because
celebrity.
You know, somebody big, they're going to go befriend George Clooney or something.
Right.
Well, he's alive. But yeah.
No, I'm saying, who's a recent celebrity that died?
Can you befriend?
That's big.
Alan Rickman.
Rickman.
He's not a B or C tier. He's A tier in my heart.
Yeah, Alan Rickman is hanging out with George.
And honestly, if you could befriend a ghost, then Alan Rickman would be my friend already, because I definitely feel like I've been throwing out my energies towards him.
This I just feel like it's going to be
the question I've ever seen in my life, and I love it.
A you kind of toxic
up.
Relationship, right? You're going to befriend the ghost, but like they're going to use you because to get their ghostly deeds done.
Yeah,
it's not going to be a two way street here. They're
okay.
going to be like, I need you to, you know, go to this library in Transylvania and like find this book for me because I'm really interested in it. And then you find the book and it's like how to bring people back from the dead. And then, you know, you start sacrificing people to like bring back your friend, Jim Varney.
Uh-huh.
And then he's back and he's going back to prison again.
So I just Googled celebrities who died in 2019. And I think we have to confront ourselves with a very real possibility that this person is talking about Grumpy Cat.
Grumpy Cat died.
R.I.P.
And perhaps, that's actually, Tim's looking in the comments, and it might be someone from the Beatles. I think someone mentioned that.
What?
Someone in the comments mentioned something with the Beatles, so it might be that he's talking about, yes, he's talking about, what's his face, from the Beatles.
Who?
John
Lennon.
Yes, John Lennon.
Oh my God. Could you imagine being so fucking self-absorbed? You think that John Lennon wants to be your friend?
I just think that John Lennon and I have a connection past this world.
Have they not listened to Common
Man? Oh, yeah,
he's alive! That's so true.
Alive again.
Do you guys know that Grumpy Cat like did the Comic-Con rounds and like would go to Comic-Cons to do signings?
Oh.
So you could pay $50 to get a photo with Grumpy Cat?
Hell yeah. I kind of wish they just replaced Grumpy Cat with a Grumpy Cat.
With a different Grumpy Cat that was just like slightly different.
Yeah.
Just enough to make you be like,
What's Grumpy Cat's real name? That's a fun trivia question.
It's bad. It's something kind of offensive, I think.
Oh, it is?
I think it's tartar sauce, but spelled T-A-R-D. Yeah. It's not great.
What? Oh my God. Grumpy Cat real name.
Is this the single saddest question we've read / the loudest?
It definitely was like on the line of whether I wanted to put it in here or not, because I don't like actual sad ones, but I did it anyway.
Yeah, because this one is just so chaotic that I think it has created a psychic wormhole of sadness to them. So if John Lennon didn't know about them now, they do, but they're making fun of them in, like, probably not a chill way. I mean, John Lennon's old, right? I don't know how old you are in ghost prison, but...
He died in 1980, I think.
Yeah, so he's been haunting this earth for quite a while, and maybe he's happy to have a friend reach out.
Yeah, man. I mean, fucking...
Maybe he's bored.
Fucking bored.
Wasn't John Lennon an asshole?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he was. I think he was, like, mega abusive, actually, to Yoko Ono. Yeah. Huh. Like, that just came up on something recently.
I'm looking at famous meme pets now.
I want to be friends with the Fraser dog.
I want to be friends with him, and What's-His-Face is dead also. Maybe we can be friends with him. The dad from Fraser. He died.
Was he gay in real life?
I think he may have been.
Now, was the dad and Fraser gay in the show? Is that
dad
a subtext
from Fraser?
I know pretty much all Fraser lore, and that's not
correct. John Mahoney.
John Mahoney.
I
think we've veered off. Tim's looking at unexpected things to make with Bean.
Well, I clicked on the wrong link. Nick sent a link, guys. This is, you can't be friends with ghosts. Also, you're not interesting enough to be John Lennon's
friend.
Please go to the doctor. If you're listening out there and you think that you're interesting enough to be John Lennon's ghost friend, join a fucking reading group.
At best, you can be friends with Jim Varney. Like, maybe.
I mean, yeah, you don't deserve Jim Varney either, but...
No, but I'm just saying, like, that is, like, the absolute top you could shoot for.
Yeah, this is so fucking delusional that you gotta give it up.
I mean... Yeah, there's a check your local events calendar. There's got to be something going on.
You gotta
there's
go to a meetup.
Be a board game meetup or
meetup.com. Fellow ghost likers, get a tea with someone.
Maybe like an earnest.
Yeah,
convention.
Yeah.
They've got to have
everyone who's a Varney head goes and cosplays as the different earnests.
I definitely worry about that. Like, I worry, like, because we're thinking about moving, and, how do I get a new group of local friends?
How are you going to find all the Varney heads in your area?
Yeah. What kind of, you know, accoutrement can he put on when he's out and about to, you know, let the other Varney heads know?
Can I just say... The single best final line in every single one of these questions should always end like this is, admittedly, I'm really lonely in life right now and would love the idea of this man being my friend. Admittedly, I'm in not a great place, so I bought a lot of crickets to prove a point.
What I'm about to say is going to discredit everything I said before it, but here it goes.
I'm sad, so I start fights with my boyfriend about eagles.
It would be really great. It would be a great icebreaker if I could just tell people that I'm friends with Jim Varney, the ghost of Jim Varney.
Yeah. And he's talking to me right now, and he actually laughed at that. He thinks it's funny. He hates your dress.
Yeah, he thinks you suck and that I'm funny.
I'm cool and funny and good, and I would be in the next
movie. His voice is so croaky right now. It's crazy. It's even more than it was in
life. I don't want to talk about this anymore because I'm going to start crying.
Okay, well... That means we have hit the end of this episode. I hope it's given you a lot to think about and chew on for the next couple weeks before we put the next round of questions into your head to ruin your life. Tim, are you gonna be okay?
No.
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago, because I didn't say this last time, people talking about our episode 12 really freaked a lot of people out. With the pillow talk.
Oh, the mold?
Yeah. Moldy pillow talk, yeah.
Oh, I haven't checked their Twitter.
I think that I'm, like, too online because these things all just, like, wash over me. And I'm just like, I'm used to this shit.
I know I say it every single episode, but I'm just curious when I'm going to stop being surprised and shocked.
Yeah, you really...
And I read our relationships, you know? Like,
you're upset every time.
Because you pick the weird ones, not the depressing ones.
Exactly.
And I think I get focused... my energy on the depressing ones when I'm on my Reddit that I look at, because most of them are depressing, right?
Yes. Like, most of them are, you gotta break up with them, is the answer. Yes.
Admittedly, I'm really lonely in life right now, and my husband keeps blaming me for, like, having my period or something like that.
Yeah, that's no fun. I'm only online to find the weird in the wild.
Yeah, thank you for that. And thank you to everyone out there that is sending us questions. Yes. We're getting more and more. And again, don't send us dark ones.
I don't want super... Them. This is, like, definitely on the edge of, like, too sad, but I needed to talk about ghosts again.
I mean, yeah, it could have gone a different way.
It was an important question.
It was very important.
How do you make friends if you don't drink or do drugs?
I have no idea.
A real problem with people that get sober.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. That sucks.
Damn.
Well, that's depressing. I think it's time to end this.
All right, on that note.
If you want to send us non-sad, depressing questions, you can do that on Ask Dear Internet on the Twitter. And you can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm on Twitter at Tim Lanning.
I'm on Twitter at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm on Twitter at Johnny Applebean and R. Bristow.
Sincerely, Dear Internet.